Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
A sweet baby James bringing us back. 23 after, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. We have a lot of stuff there that will help you. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you most of the stuff that's coming up for the week, and you'll get it first in the newsletter. We'll send that to you on Sunday afternoon by email. Don't forget to check out the poll question right there on the homepage. Check out all the new podcast that we've created from past interviews, as past meaning maybe yesterday. And also, we have a mobile site. If you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, it should on a mobile phone. You should, on a smartphone, it should take you right to our mobile site. So check that out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our new friend Janie L. Smith, the co-author of Relevant Selling. And Janie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Your book, your company is called Smart Advantage, .com, and that's the website too?
That's right,
SmartAdvantage.com. Tell us what you do for your customers.
Well, what we do is we go in and we go through a process to help them identify competitive advantages they didn't know they had, or at least potential competitive advantages. Most companies are touting strengths and they think they're differentiators. They are not. And then once we have come up with a brainstorm list, we test them. They go to double-blind market research. And I want to emphasize that. There's a big difference between you asking your customers what they want and you engaging in double-blind research. You get the truth. You get the real unbiased answers when you engage an outside entity to do that research for you. We always have our clients go to a research firm to get the data.
Mm-hmm.
Once we help them design relevant selling, you know, what should you be saying to your customers based on what they told you they value, not what you think they should value? And as I said earlier, it's almost never in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And very few companies are, even when the few that do guess it right, they're still not relevantly selling it. We'll say to them, well, you guessed right, so how are you selling it? Well, we're not.
And they even do this in the face of declining sales, don't they?
Yes, and that's what we keep saying.
I
almost tongue in cheek, but not really. I think we could be out of this recession if the number of companies would get their arms around this.
Right, exactly. One of the things you talk about in your book that I want you to, there's something else that I spent a lot of time on this show talking about, and that is the fact that we've always had to deliver value, and we still do have to deliver value. But more and more in what I call the age of the customer, you have to put an S on that word too. More and more customers, because value is associated with price, product, service, which you and I have already determined are commodities. We've already allowed that those are commodities. But when you put an S on that word, when you talk about values, those are not that's not a commodity. That's special. That's unique. That's customized. That's who you are. That's authenticity. And I believe more and more customers, whether they're consumers or whether they're businesses, are looking for people whose values they value and who appreciates their values. What do you think?
No, I think that's 100% accurate. I mean, you can communicate your values by how you deliver. You know, if you're honest and you do the right thing again and again and again, people understand your values. But when you're constantly engaging in warfare with your customers, that connotates another kind of value. Businesses need to just be doing the right thing and not engage in win-lose, and it doesn't need to be that way. And we all know the cliche win-win, but few companies know how to act on that in a way that does reflect their values. You know, we're here to do the right thing, and we're going to do what you need, not what we think you need or not what is necessary for us to make the bigger profit. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be focused on profit. You should. Profit will come if you do this.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, you know, I love some of the things that some of the quotes that I've heard over the years, like Albert Camus says, integrity has no need of rules. When you do the right thing, even though there's no contract requiring you to.
And that goes a long, long way.
Our friend Lynn Morella says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Those are values. Those are things that, and those things, when you perform in those ways, when you do things when you don't have to do it, that are the right thing to do, as Janie said, what that does, that creates trust between you and your customer, and that's more powerful than any price, isn't it, Janie?
It's more powerful than price. It's more powerful than any loyalty program you can possibly conjure up. You will get loyalty 10 times over when you do what you just said, when you do what you don't have to do but make it right for your customers again and again.
Right.
So it costs you a lot less to do it right and maybe give away a little bit at the front end, but it comes back to you tenfold easily.
Relevant Selling is a book. Janie, I got about 45 seconds. Last thoughts on this.
I just think people need to start doing some market research, find out what your customers value, and be relevant. Be relevant to what they want, not what you think they want. It'll give you huge ROI. So
go into it being prepared to be surprised. Don't be shocked if you're shocked. Right?
Yes, very well said, Jim. Yes. And most of the times you are, our clients call it jaw-dropping when they get the results.
Right.
But it's a good thing, and they can act on it, and they make the right resource allocation decisions then.
So
put money in things you shouldn't.
So we're going to call this the hello research, right? That's what we're calling the hello, and this is the duh research. Hey, Janie, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. Love to. Thanks so much.
Enjoyed having you here. The book is called Relevant Selling. Find it wherever books are sold. It's just out right now. And check it out. Janie L. Smith, co-author. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.